Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
1,500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that people were alone on this planet.
Imagine what you know tomorrow.
A couple of other snippets from Men in Black, Tommy Lee Jones.
I'm just a figment of your imagination.
You got one more?
Don't, sir, me, young man. You have no idea who you're dealing with.
He's been in so many different types of movies as a provocative, thoughtful man, as a bad guy. I think he's the bad guy. Isn't he the bad guy in some movies coming out, Chucker?
Yeah, he is. I got to think what movie he's signed on to be a villain.
Is it a James Bond movie?
No, not a James Bond film.
There is, yeah. He's in some movie.
Is he in one of the Avenger movies?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I just know I read on the corner of my ear here someplace that he was the bad guy.
He's going to be in the Bourne movie. The Bourne sequel.
Ah, that's it, right.
Okay.
Yep. The Bourne sequel, which is being shot right now.
It is, right.
Okay. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie news, movie moments. We start movie moments with movie music. Men in Black, Doug. Will Smith. And that started something. Have there been three of those so far?
And I thought the last one was pretty good. I thought it was a joke at first, but this is a true report that Sony Pictures is planning on combining the Men in Black characters with the 21 Jump Street characters in one movie.
What?
Oh, that would actually work.
Why? How?
Because they are kind of the same style as Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith were.
Channing Tatum and that fat little guy, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
They're kind of that fun adventure cop buddy type thing. That works.
Really?
At first I thought it was ridiculous, but the more I thought about it, I was, you know what? That probably could work, and it'll make a ton of money if it's a good film.
All right, Chucker, you'll stand by for a moment, no doubt, with some movie news up your sleeve. That's next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Cheating may be alive and well in our school system, and recently a mom emailed me that her daughter thought that another child in the class was cheating off her paper. She asked how to handle it. Here's the developmental science of it. First, the mom and daughter worked out a plan, and here's what they came up with. The child decided to tell her friend that she was uncomfortable with cheating. No accusations, just explain the discomfort. Then the daughter decided to make it clear to her friend that she would abide by the school's honor code and tell the teacher if she thought there was cheating for sure.
Those people are nothing but vile, cheating, lying scum.
But the child decided on her own to cover her work and remove the temptation. What's the cheap psychological trick? Preemptive honesty is worth far more than a pound of teacher cure. Hey, check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Hi, Chugger. I'll leave it to you to thrill us with some interesting stories that we won't hear anywhere else about actors, actresses. Don't tell me you're going to lead with Arnold being the new face of Celebrity Apprentice.
No, but I still don't think that idea is cool. Good move for him. I like that. Some movie news of interest. Into the Woods and Chicago director Rob Marshall will direct a new live-action 21st century version of Mary Poppins for the Disney studio. The original film in 1968 with Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews won 5 Oscars. Should be an interesting project. He's a pretty good director. Other news, the newest James Bond movie, Spectre, according to reports, will be the longest James Bond movie ever, clocking in at 2 hours and 35 minutes. Pretty long James Bond film, but the last one was excellent. It's by the same director, Sam Mendes. So
did you see that Daniel Craig gave $50,000 to a political PAC, an action committee supporting Bernie Sanders?
No, I didn't see that.
And he's not even an American citizen.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty interesting to Steve, put the pieces together on that one. All right, so what else? What's the...
One other story. Sony Pictures reportedly developing a Evel Knievel biopic. Reportedly, Channing Tatum is attached to that. And Darren Aronofsky, a good director who directed the movie Black Swan with Natalie Portman, is in negotiations to direct. Evel Knievel always makes for a very interesting subject matter.
Yeah, and he'd be good at that. You know who else would be good at it is Armie Hammer. Those two parallel, and actually they're friends in real life.
I think Doug Steffen should play the part.
I should too, Richie. 59 after. Thanks, Chucker.
Got it.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.